Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis 2:18 to 25. Genesis 2:18 to 25. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds in the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them, and whatever the man called each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. That is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame." My theme for reflection is sacred companionship, God's design for relationship. In Genesis 2:18 to 25, we encounter the beautiful account of God creating a companion for Adam, recognizing that it is not good for him to be alone. God forms the first woman, Eve, from Adam's rib, emphasizing the profound unity and interconnectedness of humanity. This passage unveils the divine intention for companionship and the sacred bond between man and woman within the covenant of marriage. My dear brothers and sisters, the theme of sacred companionship permeates the narrative. It highlights the significance of human relationships as part of God's design. The unity of Adam and Eve reflects the deeper unity God desires for all relationships, rooted in love, mutual support, and shared purpose. What lessons can we learn for our contemporary faith journeys? There are two of them. The first is God's design for relationships. The creation of Eve underscores the importance of companionship and relationship within God's design. In our contemporary faith journeys, we are reminded to cherish and nurture meaningful connections with others, recognizing them as part of God's purpose for our lives. The second is unity in diversity. The formation of Eve from Adam's rib symbolizes the unity and equality of man and woman. This challenges us to embrace diversity in our relationships, recognizing the unique contributions each individual brings to the collective unity. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can you actively foster and appreciate the sacred companionships in your life, whether in friendships, family, or marriage? Number two, in what ways can you embrace and celebrate the diversity within your relationships, recognizing the unique strengths and contributions of each person? Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for the profound lessons found in the sacred companionship of Genesis 2:18-25. Bless our relationships with the depth of unity and love displayed in your creation. Help us cherish and nurture the connections in our lives, whether familial, friendly, or romantic, recognizing them as gifts from you. May our relationships reflect your design for unity in diversity. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep us now and forevermore. Amen.